A person's body is one thing, but it has many parts. Though there are many parts to a body, all those parts made only one body. Christ is like that also. Some of us are Jews and some are Greeks. Some of us are slaves and some are free. But we are all baptized into one body through one spirit, and we are all made to share in the one spirit. The human body has many parts. The foot might say, because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body. But saying this would not stop the foot from being part of the body. The ear might say, because I am not an eye, I am not part of the body. But saying this would not stop the ear from being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, it would not be able to hear. If the whole body were an ear, it would not be able to smell. If each part of the body were the same part, there would be no body. But truly God put all the parts, each one of them, in the body as he wanted them. So then there are many parts, but only one body.
The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the foot, I don't need you. No, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are really necessary. And the parts of the body we think are less deserving are the parts to which we give the most honour. We give special respect to the parts we want to hide. The more respectable parts of our body need no special care, but God put the body together and gave more honour to the parts that need it. So our body would not be divided. God wanted the different parts to care the same for each other. If one part of the body suffers, all the other parts suffer with it. Or if one part of our body is honoured, all the other parts share its honour. Together you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of that body.
Hello. Fantastic sketch. Gives us an idea of what I'm going to talk about already. Just a quick disclaimer before I get started. I'm not a doctor. Anything I say about the human body, I believe it to be true, but it might not be. So if you're in any doubt, don't ask me about it afterwards. Talk to one of our very well-trained and qualified medical personnel in the building. There are lots of people here who've spent years studying the body, and I've spent about 10 minutes on Google. It's not quite the same thing. Now, got a question for you to start off with. Do you know how incredible you are? Yes, some people do. Some people are in a little bit of doubt, it seems. Just want you to think about a few facts about our bodies. Your heart beats about 100,000 times every day. That's a lot of times. Your heart is working very hard. Adult lungs have a surface area of about 70 square meters, which is about the floor size of a small one-bedroom apartment. The smallest bone in your body is in the ear, and it is less than 3 millimeters long. As well as having unique fingerprints, humans also have unique tongue prints, which I thought was really brilliant. Please go and try it out later on at home. See if your tongue print matches those of your family. Now, I want you to listen to and follow some instructions for me, and I'm going to be watching to see who's joining in. Can you please touch your ears? Touch your lips? Touch your nose? Fantastic. You're talented people here this morning. Well done. Give yourself a break. Put your hands down. You did that really quickly. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. We don't think about it. But have you thought about how much goes into just doing those simple things? Your ears picked up the sounds that my voice made and transferred them into your brain. Your brain took those sounds and transferred them into words that you understood. You then made a choice. Do I want to do this or not? If you decided to follow the instruction, then your brain sent the message to your arm, telling the muscles and the ligaments and the bones to work together and move it to your nose. Your nose then sent a message to your brain to say that there was something touching it. All that happened in seconds, and every day we do millions of things that we don't even think about, but our bodies are incredible. And they are that incredible because we have an incredible God who made us to be that way. And the thing is that he actually wants our church body to be as incredible as he's made our human bodies. Verse 27 that we read just now says, "Together you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of that body." Now just think about your own body. There are so many different parts, and each part has its own special job, and it's a job that no other part can do. Think about your arms and your legs and your little toe, your heart, your stomach, your hair, your belly button. Belly buttons are always funny. Some parts of our bodies have really obvious jobs. Some parts, we're not quite sure why they're there. Why do I have a belly button? It's so weird. But even though we don't necessarily know the reason for all these different parts of the body, God does. But truly, God put all the parts, each one of them, in the body as he wanted them. You are here because God wants you here. You're a part of this church because he loves you, because you're important, and because you are needed by the rest of the body. And you have a job to do. It's a special job, and a job that nobody else can do. There's no age restriction on this. Preschool children aren't disqualified. The over 65s are not entitled to retirement. Very sorry about that. God's church is for all of his people, regardless of how old they are. We quite often quote 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, as a way to encourage children and young people. Do not let anyone treat you as if you are unimportant because you are young. Instead, be an example to the believers with your words, your actions, your love, your faith, and your pure life. But how do we as adults handle that? Are we willing to invest in the children and young people that we have in our care now? Are we willing to trust them with the jobs that God wants them to do? Are we willing to spend time with them, training them and teaching them so that they can serve God right now and in the future? And what about the other end of the age spectrum? I think we could also say, do not let anyone treat you as if you are unimportant because you are old. Instead, be an example to the believers with your words, your actions, your love, your faith, and your pure life. How do those of us who are younger in the church handle that? Do we show them the respect that they deserve? Are we willing to learn from them? Are we willing to listen to their wisdom and act on their advice? We all have a responsibility, no matter what our age, to play our part in the body of Christ. Not only because our individual acts serve God and bring glory to him, but also because we can only properly be useful when we all work together. Together, you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of that body. It's a key word, together. It's no good being a hand or a foot or an ear all by yourself. You might look pretty, but you'll be pretty useless. All the parts of the body are joined and will only really be effective when they work as a whole being. Now, thankfully, we don't have to just try and get on with each other and work with each other in our own strength, because we're all flawed human beings and it's too easy to fall out and to disagree and to want to do things my own way. But when we're united in Christ and when we allow the power of the Holy Spirit to transform us into the useful, godly people that he wants us to be, we can do things together that we never imagined and things that we certainly can't do by ourselves. The important thing to remember is that church is a place to be involved, to belong. You can only really do that when you're fulfilling the role that God has given to you to do. And if you're not doing your job, then perhaps other people can't do their job either. As we saw in the sketch, the stomach didn't think he was very important. But when he stopped working, the feet couldn't move, the hands couldn't move, the mouth was no good by itself. We all have our own individual roles to play, but we're dependent on each other too. We have to work together. So if you're not sure what your special job is, then ask. Pray that God would show you how you can serve him in the church. Sometimes other people may be able to see more clearly your gifts and your abilities and how they could be used than we can see ourselves. Let's join together and pray together. Father God, I thank you for the way that you've given each and every person in this room a special talent and a special gift and a special role in this church. Lord, I pray for those who don't yet know what their job is. Please make it clear to them what they should be doing and how they can be serving you and working together with others. Lord, we thank you for those who are already involved in so many different ways. We pray for strength to continue working to glorify your name. And Lord, I just pray that in everything that we do, we would work together, that we would be united, and that we would be glorifying you. Amen.